Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
But to get some real insight into this, Dano brought in the man who would definitely know. He's terrific. He's formerly with the Green Bay Packers as vice president and general counsel. He's with Sports Illustrated. You can get his Sunday 7 newsletter, the Business of Sports podcast. He joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's Mr. Andrew Brandt. Andrew, great to have you back with us.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you. I'm actually on my way to Cleveland, Ohio.
All right.
That's good to hear.
Coming to see the new SNL exhibit at, or you got work to do here?
No, I don't know if I told you, my son now lives there. My son working for the Cleveland Charge, the G League team, as well as the Cavs.
Awesome.
New logo. They're very exciting. Last couple days.
I know. New logo. Yeah, give them some play.
Well, you're awesome.
You're welcome to stop by the show if you want to write off the whole trip. We call this a business expense.
Okay.
Is that a bad way to go? News pops yesterday, and judge basically rules, yeah, no collusion, but collusion. And
yeah,
it confused us, except for the fact that, Andrew, we thought, well, of course they're not giving out guaranteed contracts because that's bad business for them, and that has to be an agreement, right? Nod, nod, wink, wink. What did you think of the disclosures yesterday?
Well, all of this, as we know, harkens back to the Cleveland Browns 2022 handing Deshaun Watson the first fully secured five-year veteran deal, $230 million. And again, for people who don't understand, when I say fully secured, I mean NBA, Major League Baseball type contract. It means that you can cut this player anytime you want, but you have to pay him. And that has never been a feature of NFL contracts. It's always been, you got some leftover cap problems, but you don't have to pay him anymore. It's over. And the most we've seen before that is about 3 years in terms of guarantee. So it goes back to right after that, there were the NFL meetings. And I remember Steve Bisciotti, who had Lamar Jackson on the Ravens, saying something like, yeah, that's not good, or that's not something we should do. And it became an issue as early as those meetings, where there was some kind of message sent through the NFL Management Council, which is their contract cap arm, about, hey, guys, you shouldn't do this. Now, we don't know the exact phrasing and all that, but then the owners took it upon themselves. And as we know, looking back now 3 years, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence, and Lamar Jackson all got tons of money, but none of them got the Watson-style pure guarantee. So that's a lot of circumstantial evidence on a collusion case saying the owners conspired, colluded to keep these guarantees away from the league. Then you have, it looks like, some real non-circumstantial evidence of texts between Michael Bidwell of the Cardinals and Dean Spanos of the Chargers about their respective quarterbacks. Some other smoking gun stuff. But as you noted, let's get to the lead. Arbitrator said no problem. Basically, the arbitrator said, you know what? We don't have a quote-unquote preponderance of evidence presented by the union, which is required to prove collusion. And so maybe I spoke too soon using the word smoking gun, because he did not see it that way. Mm. So what we're left with, guys, is a decision from January that never got exposed till Pablo found out this week, that basically said, hey, guys, there's a lot of evidence that the owners conspired to make Deshaun Watson's contract an aberration rather than a precedent, but no harm, no foul. The NFL continues to do business unabated by that.
I got a bunch of questions on this. One,
yeah.
Why do you think the Haslams didn't feel like they needed to be a part of the collusion?
Well, they created the circumstances for which there was collusion.
Yeah, I mean, like, don't you think that the other owners would have said to them before he wanted to, at some point along the line, there's the whole, like, hey, we don't do guaranteed contracts in the NFL. You
keep
know
that
what I'm saying?
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So you're talking before.
Yeah, so the five, it was like 5 days before, right? And so he decides to do this. And, I mean, is this, because you also have to look at the atmosphere that was going on here, that, you know, Baker Mayfield was the quarterback, and then Baker got really mad, and Deshaun said, I don't want to come to Cleveland, and then they went back to Baker, and Baker's like, see you later, and they're like, uh-oh, what are we doing?
Well, now we take you back to that time, as the way I understood it from following this from sources on management and as well as the agent side, is that, as you just mentioned, the Cleveland Browns were out. You know, he's a Southern kid. He was looking at Atlanta. He was looking at New Orleans, looking at Carolina. And they were out. There was news reporting that they were out.
Yes.
And lo and behold, they're in. And the only way I can see that they were in is this unprecedented contract. You know, leverage is a great thing. And I know Kevin and I know Andrew. I know those guys. I respect them. I like them. And they would never admit it, but I would think they're in the back room somewhere around that time and say, listen, guys, we can never get a quarterback like this. Hopefully we're never going to be drafting that high. They're never going to be on the market. Young, ascending, productive, top quarterbacks. So they went all in. Now, we haven't even talked about the circumstances around them, the off-field stuff, but this was an all-in move that obviously has backfired.
Andrew Brandt joining us, and Andrew with insight into everything that's going on in the National Football League, and of course, the Sunday 7 newsletter, Business of Sports podcast. Do you see a time when guaranteed contracts are the norm?
The Watson contract set the stage. I mean, that was the opportunity for elite quarterbacks to jump in, use it as a precedent. I'm a negotiator. Everyone listening does some negotiating in their life. You've got it now. You can say, hey, I'm Russell Wilson's agent. I'm Kyler Murray's agent. I'm Lamar Jackson's agent, who was himself. And say, hey, I'm as good or better. I have similar production. I am that guy for this team, the way he is that guy for that team. I was homegrown in this place. Why not me? And it didn't happen. And this arbitration we're talking about outlines some of the reasons why. Maybe agents didn't push the envelope enough. But that was the chance, guys. I mean, I don't see another chance happening, because if it happened for a handful of quarterbacks, then over the years it would trickle down to superstars, DNs, like Myles Garrett, and superstar corners and superstar wide receivers. And then in 5-10 years, we'd have sort of, you know, a quarter of the league with fully guaranteed contracts. That's how it happens. There's nothing in the NBA CBA that says, you know, all Cavaliers have to have fully guaranteed contracts, or all Indians. I'm sorry, Guardians. But it happened. It happened through experience, and now it's not happening in the NFL.
Andrew Brandt's joining us. Andrew, with the way the NFL is going, now 17 games, I'm sure there's going to be 18 coming down the road, and you know, the money like crazy and everything else. Do you see, and we've been kicking this around a little bit, expansion of the rosters anytime soon? And why the limit on rosters, especially on game day, when you have players in uniform already?
It's funny, guys, because I worked in the league 10 years. I asked that question every year. I never got an answer, because I'm a cap guy, right? I'm looking at all our guys in sweats that I'm paying all this money to every week, seven guys. The answer comes down to some kind of competitive balance and equity about injuries. And I remember Bill Polian would defend it every year. You know, some teams have 8 injuries, some teams have no injuries, some teams have 12 injuries, some teams have 3 injuries. So that's always been the balance for it. And I don't like it. I guess you can make that argument. They will continue to do that. But to your bigger question, it's really the same question about the arbitration, guys. For whatever reason, the NFL owners think and expect they can steamroll another game out of the regular season. This has to have union consent. And the way Goodell talks about it is almost nonchalant. Like, either they don't expect resistance from the union or they think they'll steamroll it. And I don't know what they got, frankly, for giving up the 17th game. I don't know what was exchanged in that CBA. To give up for the 18th game, yeah, roster spots is probably one thing that's an easy give for ownership. A much stronger give would be something like 3 years to free agency instead of 4, a better split on the revenue, no franchise tag. Will the union have the chutzpah to go after those things? We'll see. But it does feel like 18 is inevitable.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, just going back to that story yesterday, too, that it just seemed interesting to me that the union didn't go, hey, look, we proved it. Like, it didn't. If there was one thing in the report, it's like if you were a part of the union and you just won, kind of,
yeah,
why wouldn't you be yelling that from the hilltop?
That's what I'd like to know, because it was a Pyrrhic victory. Well, first of all, people have asked me, why didn't the NFL boast it?
Well, that's
and
true
the
too.
NFL, because they didn't look good, even though they quote-unquote won. So you say the union won. Well, again, did they win when the arbitrator said, well, they didn't prove it? So there's the kind of embarrassment. So, again, you can see why both sides. The league, like, I think everyone said the league's kind of gotten over on the union a few times on this or that, and they never boast. They don't want to do that. That's the worst thing you can do. You know, because you got to deal with these guys all the time on all these different issues. As for the union, we don't know. I mean, the fact that they won but didn't win, right? So, again, nothing was done to Lamar Jackson's contract or Russell Wilson's contract. It's not like they went back and said, oh, yeah, those last years are going to be guaranteed. So there's no tangible effect of the union proving this right now. So that's what's frustrating for the player side.
Andrew, I'd love your insight into something we've been debating way too much about, and that's the fact that the Browns have 4 quarterbacks right now.
Yeah.
Which means, you know, in theory, you don't have a quarterback if you have 4.
They have 5.
5.
Yeah.
Can they keep 4 quarterbacks on the active roster somehow? And then when Deshaun Watson comes back, figure something out? I don't know.
Yeah, what I thought, you know, on draft day was, or draft weekend was, you know, just top of my head, Flacco starts, Pickett's the backup. One of the two rookies goes on practice squad, assuming they can get him through. One of the two rookies is the third. And, of course, Deshaun's hurt. I don't know if it'll work out that way, but I don't see them moving on from any of them at this point. They can carry 3. They can practice squad 1, and they can injure reserve another. So that's just my guess.
The search continues here in Cleveland, Andrew, for a quarterback.
Yeah, it's you're talking to the most spoiled guy in history, because I was there through Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, congratulations. Thanks.
And I completely realize, listen, I've got friends all over Chicago, Cleveland. I completely realize that is unique. And, you know, listen, Aaron Rodgers was sitting there for us. We didn't want to take a quarterback. Sometimes things just happen. It's more circumstance than any kind of drawn-out plan.
How do you think this is going to unfold in Pittsburgh with Aaron? He said yesterday it sounds like one more year.
Yeah, I didn't think it. I think there's no surprise to that. You know, I thought through this whole offseason, you know, a lot of people asked me about Aaron because I know him. I just said, I'd handicap it like 55% retire, 45% play. And I think he really was close to retiring. But this presents a nice opportunity for him. He gets along with Tomlin. It's a franchise just like the Packers. So, yeah, I think it's 1 year and done. I don't think there's any surprise to that. And I think he'll be fine. And he'll be good. The question is injury. The question is durability for someone that age, no matter who he is.
Yeah, I'm wondering how successful they're going to be with him next year, especially when you sit here with a team with five quarterbacks. And, by the way, Joe Burrow's here. And, oh, yeah, the Ravens are too. The competition level in the North, especially on the quarterback side, with him entering into the fray, just, I mean, it looks impossible if you're sitting here in Cleveland.
I don't know what to say.
Well, how good will he make the Steelers, I think, is really the question.
Oh, I think you're talking about more. I thought you were more about the Browns. It's a tough ask for Aaron. I mean, I remember all the excitement about Aaron with the Jets, even before the injury or after the injury. It's like, you know, guys, are you sure? Because there are a lot of teams out there. Do I think Aaron's still a top quarterback? Yes. But there are deficiencies that come along with age. So, yeah, you'd have to handicap them behind the Ravens, of course, and the Bengals. So that's where we start, you know, with these two teams. Just a lot of it is quarterback, yeah.
Andrew Brandt joining us. He is the former vice president, general counsel for the Packers, and his Business of Football podcast, or Business of Sports podcast, and Sunday 7 newsletter. You definitely want to follow those. What did you think when Jimmy Haslam came out at the owners' meetings and said, we took a big swing and a miss at quarterback, and then said, when we can't force quarterback and it might be a couple-of-year thing? Should that be interpreted as a, Kevin, Andrew, you're off the hook, and you get a couple of more years to figure this out? Or is that just an owner admitting something that everybody else knew?
I think it's both. I mean, everybody knew that Watson's a big miss. It's a big miss, obviously, that, as I've talked about on my business side, he's the most uncuttable, untradeable player in the history of the NFL. They can't cut him or trade him because they have also, on this contract, pushed out enormous cap gain. And that's just the strategy they have, to keep pushing out, pushing out, pushing out, because the cap's going to be larger later than it is now. There's cap carryover. So, you know, to cut him would take on much more cap than he costs to keep him. So they're not going to do that. So they're stuck in a lot of ways with this. But as we know, they've moved on, basically, with him on the roster. So now Andrew and Kevin work with an older Joe Flacco for whatever short term that is, try to develop Pickett, and then you have these two rookies to develop. And, yeah, it does create kind of a restart with those guys and with the team.
We can't thank you enough for being with us today. All the insight into yesterday's news and a look at our Browns, because it's not long before we're looking at four quarterbacks in training camp and a fifth one standing there watching. So wish us luck, would you?
I will, and go Cleveland Charge.
There you go.
Yeah, good luck to your son as well. Did he hook you up with good places to go eat tonight? You know where you're going? How long are you for the weekend? You good? If not, we'll tell you offline where to go if you need help. We got your back.
Oh, Andy's the restaurant king. Yeah.
Even though the Cavs don't have a pick tonight, I'll be watching.
Okay. Andrew, thank you very much.
Thanks, Andrew.
All right, guys.
Andrew Brandt back with us, and he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
How was his thought on the Browns quarterback situation? Keep three, get one of the rookies on the practice squad, which I think might be a challenge, and I'm sure he does too, because he said if you can get him through. And then he said, and put the other on injured, and that would be Deshaun. So maybe you keep them all, Andy.
The practice squad one is interesting to me. I don't know if a third or a fifth round quarterback makes it through the practice squad, couldn't you just pick him up and put him on your practice squad? Or do you have to put him on the active roster if you steal him off a practice squad, at least for a week, don't you? I think they have to be on an active roster. Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, tell me.
No, I think so.
I think if you pluck someone off someone's practice squad, they have to go to the active roster.
Don't put that one in stone out of
you mind. Do.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you want to put him on your practice squad, if I'm not mistaken, you have to expose him again.
Yeah, you know? And then there's another odd thing where you put guys on the practice squad during the week and then call them up on the week. Remember, they did that to Joe Flacco every week. You're
right.
Like, what?
There are spots on the practice squad where you can't be touched, you know, where you have designated guys and you can keep those guys. And then with a veteran, if I'm not mistaken, and I will say I'm not an expert on practice squad rules, mm-hmm. but with a veteran, I believe there's an option where the veteran has the option to not be claimed.
Oh.
So Flacco could agree to go to the practice squad and just stay there and not accept being claimed by somebody else.
That's how that works. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That situation.
Actually, but is Flacco going to be, well then?
Well, I think what Andrew said, especially early on in the season, Andy,
mm-hmm.
especially early on is what I would assume happens, which is you keep the two vets because you've got a terrible schedule to start.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you have one of the rookies as your third quarterback.
Okay.
And then you try to get the other rookie onto the practice squad. See that?
Into a spot where they can't be taken away? That's what you're. But they're not veterans.
Well, but, and I, no one has told me any way you can possibly get a guy in the last cutdown, you know, out of training camp to the practice squad without exposing him to waivers. That apparently is not possible. So if you're going to try and put anybody on the practice squad, he's going to be exposed to waivers, which means you could lose one of these guys.
I think another team would take Shador if they needed a third quarterback in a minute just to sell jerseys. Why wouldn't you? The return on investment there is not bad, even if you don't think he can play quarterback. I think he can play quarterback. So I
must be nuts because I wouldn't think a team would take up a roster spot just to sell some more shirts.
Cincinnati? You ever been to Cincinnati? Counting pennies down there. I'm just saying. And by the way, when you want to give him the opportunity there, maybe you're short a quarterback and he could be in an opportunity.
A team might actually claim him because they want him.
Yeah.
Or Dylan Gabriel or Flacco or somebody else. But I don't know that they would do that all the way around.
I just think it's risky with either one of these quarterbacks to expose them to practice squad. Am I wrong? If you think I'm wrong, just tell me why I'm wrong. Or am I worried? I think
that I think all four make this roster.
That's what I think too, Andy.
You think all four make the roster. I think you guys are crazy.
I think there's a chance of that. I really do, because I don't think they want to lose any. Until they decide they want to lose one, they don't want to lose one. Do you know what I mean?
I still think there is going to be a team in training camp that is going to call the Browns and ask about the availability of either Pickett or Flacco. There will be a team that does that, especially one that loses one to a stupid injury during a preseason game that they probably shouldn't have been on the field for anyway.
That could possibly be. I just wonder, you know, would you expose Flacco? You know, because you don't think he's going to get claimed? And I wonder, and I don't know the answer, would he have recourse? I don't know that he would, because he would have to be exposed to waivers to go on the practice squad. I don't think he could.
You want a silly question?
I'm not sure. I don't think he could say, on the waiver claim.
Of the four quarterbacks, are any of them untouchable?
No.
No.
Not in the slightest.
No, not at all. If somebody called and wanted to give you something, then I would think that you have a great opportunity to trade somebody. But, Andy, I don't think that's going to happen. If you wanted to trade for a quarterback, Kirk Cousins is your guy, as long as you're willing to invest.
Dylan Gabriel, to me, is probably the most is the one untouchable guy that they want to see. Otherwise, it's like, why would you, unless somebody came in with an amazing offer.
Right, which I wouldn't expect. I wouldn't expect that either. So,
I think it's more Gabriel is the guy that might be untouchable.
Maybe
it should be Sanders. I don't know.
I know we have two rookies here. To me, the most intriguing guy out of this bunch is Kenny Pickett, based on just a number of factors, actual winning record with the Pittsburgh Steelers as a starting quarterback in an offense that got the offensive coordinator fired very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Winning a Super Bowl ring in Philly, maybe going to, you know, grad school for a year, maybe that helps. Former first-round pick in the eyes of at least one team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And a guy who clearly sounds all business with a kind of a chip on his shoulder here. He also, and remember this, played with the Steelers with Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
And Deontay comes in here after a terrible year last year where he was with three different teams, four different times. And he was on a podcast called Sports and Suits. And he was asked about the Browns quarterback situation. And here's what the guy who we hope is going to become a key wide receiver for the Browns had to say about his former teammate and the Browns quarterback situation.
He's going to roll with Kenny for right now. I've been seeing Kenny going like right now with the ones. And then Joe would come in. I think they're probably going to roll with him just like to see, like just coming off the season he was with Philly and having a Super Bowl. So I think they're going to stick with him through preseason. And then, you know, they can live with what Joe brings to the table.
Hmm.
Roll with Kenny Pickett. Is that a former teammate supporting his guy, or is he...
Well, no.
Is he dishing out information that he shouldn't be dishing out?
I thought he gave you insight to what training camps looked like.
That's what I thought too.
That you actually got.
They're going to roll with Kenny.
At least that's the way he feels coming out of minicamp. That doesn't necessarily mean everything changes when you put pads on. Let's be honest. I don't care if it's high school or college or pros. Like you can watch these 7-on-7 games, and God knows there are hundreds of them across the state even today. At the high school level, and you'd say, oh, this guy's the greatest thing ever, blah, 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 blah. But he's in shorts and a T-shirt and a helmet. It's the same at the pro level. He's in shorts and a T-shirt and a helmet. And if you've got to count to 5 or 6 or 7 before you can throw the ball because you really don't have anybody rushing you, what's the difference? You know, you need – we're talking about real time here.
Yeah.
So this is just his experience. And by the way, if you were Deontay Johnson, wouldn't you want – he's kind of your guy, isn't he? Yeah, all right.
Well, you have a history with that. You have a history with him. You were pretty good with him.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Like, if I'm Deontay, it's no offense to Joe Flacco or Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders. Like, I know how to play with Kenny. Kenny knows. Kenny trusts me. I trust Kenny. And, you know, I feel like this is a guy that's going to get me the ball during the game, and he'll find me when I'm open. So I think, if I have a chance, I'm going to say something good about Kenny somewhere along the line.
I think Pickett is the most intriguing one of these quarterbacks. The most... mysterious, maybe. You know, you hope Dylan Gabriel can build on what he did in college as a third-round pick and become one of those rare third-round picks that becomes a good NFL quarterback. And you hope that Shedeur Sanders can build on what he did in college, which wasn't quite as extensive as Dylan Gabriel, and become the even more rare fifth-round pick who becomes something significant at the NFL level. But Pickett's weird, man. It's... And the fact that he was their first acquisition out of the blue, really, you know, they traded for him. Former first round pick with the Steelers, actually had a winning record as a starter. And then the Steelers go and bring in two guys to replace him. That's a terrible sign. You know, I mean, that's no vote of confidence. That meant they were done with him. And they easily, quickly traded him to Philadelphia. But Philadelphia was ready to have Kenny Pickett as their backup on a team that they thought could go to the Super Bowl. So true. Philadelphia clearly liked the guy. That's the one thing I think that everybody needs to remember about this with Philadelphia. Everybody kind of blows off that year, you know. Well, he was a backup in Philly and they won a Super Bowl. Yeah, Philly had him as a backup on a team that they thought could win a Super Bowl. With a quarterback who runs a lot and is prone to maybe, not prone to getting hurt, but because he's a running quarterback and is great running the football and Jalen Hurts, there's a chance that Pickett might have played. And they trusted him to be the backup on a team they thought could win.
Just went sideways.
I think that's kind of interesting. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. And we've just been talking, stop us if you've heard this before, about the Browns quarterback situation.
No.
Deontay Johnson, wide receiver of the Browns. At least we think he's going to be. He's on the team now.
Yeah.
I hope he's going to be because he was really good at one point. He was on a podcast, Sports and Suits, and he said, I think they're going to roll with Kenny Pickett right now.
Do you think that, and with what he said, Jeff,
his former teammate in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Do you think, I don't think it was bad what he said. I don't think he gave us any trade secrets. I think he just kind of said, hey, he looked good when we were in minicamp together. And maybe I think they should roll with him. Did he say?
No, he didn't say, I think. He said, I think they are going to roll with Kenny right now.
Hmm. Okay. Well, so what? Sorry. I don't think it was any big, you know, that's not a big war secret or anything.
I've been
like
seeing
that,
so. Kenny going like right now with the ones. But I've been seeing Kenny going right now with the ones.
Well, we knew he was running with the ones.
Then Joe will come in. I think they're probably going to roll with him and just see. It was like coming off a season.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
He didn't tell us what the rookies were
maybe
doing, though.
No, we didn't hear anything about the rookies. Mike's in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
You know, it's a little cooler today. You know, yesterday, I'm going with that. It's 5 degrees cooler. What the heck?
Weatherman Mike, Insto. Hello, Mike.
Good, good. So here's what I got. I do always start with the weather. I'm not sure why.
You know what, brother? We're in the same boat. We're in the same boat.
When you get a little older, you do that, Andy.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, it's about what clothes you're wearing the next day. Let's be honest. Jeff can't get over that, but it's the way it is. All right, what do you?
I was addressing this earlier, by the way, when he was talking about, like, you know, what was it earlier? I was listening earlier to you guys at the beginning, and he was really coming out of the gates early. It was. I wanted to call, but I was working. So
now that work thing gets in the way. Sorry. So what do you got for us? What do you got for us on the quarterback?
The four quarterback thing. So we're worried about somebody else getting somebody injured. Look, I think a lot of things are developing pretty likely what I would think. Pickett is likely our first goat. Get out there, you know, or guinea pig, whatever you want to call it, get out there and take some beating, learn some things. I think he does have potential, obviously. I'm not super excited about his top side being great, but it's kind of an audition, you know, and I do think we're going to reward Flacco potentially. He's the guy that could get traded, I think, the easiest would be Joe. You know, where King gets injured, somebody. But what about one of our guys? That's what I want to get at. What if one of our guys gets injured? You know, go figure at the end of preseason. Not really. But,
and that would take care of the issue, would it not?
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
yes.
a little tweaked ankle, Jeff. You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely, Mike.
Plantar fasciitis?
Yeah, to get away with this. I don't think I know we're looking for new things to find to talk about these guys, but I think this one isn't that big of a deal because we just would come up with something like that, I think, to take care of it. But I do think Pickett's going to probably start the season because I think he's got the best legs, and I think that line's going to be learning some things for a while, and he's going to need them. And the rookies aren't starting. There's just no reason for that. I've talked about this before. This is a development season. You know, we're going to only win so many games regardless of how well we play. I think that's just the truth. Pick it first. We'll find a place for the fourth. Not a big deal. Let's just get them all some time, see what we got. So next year we know what we got to do. That's the biggest thing. I don't want to come not having evaluated these guys and knowing what we got. That would be the biggest failure for this season. Thanks, guys.
Mike, thank you very much, and I would agree with you on that. If you don't have a determination on the guys you have after this year, then you probably missed something there. That doesn't mean
they have to, because they've got two picks in the first round. They have to.
Yeah.
I think Dan said this best a couple weeks ago. The goal, the ultimate goal, is to make sure you know who your quarterback is.
Or isn't.
By 2026. I don't want to live that way, but I...
It doesn't mean you have to play them all. And I would say this, because if they see in practice, this guy's not ready, this guy's not going... These are the rookies. Not going to be a starter, but we think we can groom him to be a backup quarterback. You don't have to play him. You just don't. You just keep him as a backup, and you go look for your starting quarterback. You know, I mean, if they don't think Dylan Gabriel is going to be starting caliber, then you just don't play him.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Shador. Maybe same thing with Pickett, but I don't think that's going
to
happen.
By the end of the season, you need to know, are the four guys on this roster the answer, or is the answer a quarterback in the 2026 draft? That's the goal.
I would agree with that.
That's the goal.
I still ask the question of how many quarterbacks we're going to end up going through this season. And I don't know if it's going to be, because I can't imagine one quarterback starting 17 games for this team this year.
Rarely happens for any team, though.
It happened more often than you think last year. I had the number in front of me. I think it was like 12 teams, something like that last year. The number was higher than I thought it was going to be. I was like, whoa, really? Huh, how about that?
It would appear that Governor Mike DeWine is going to have some paperwork in front of him before July 1st that would send $600 million to a dome stadium project in Brook Park. Apparently, the proposals are through both parts of the state legislature, and now the only thing left, both chambers of the House, or the House and the Senate in Ohio, will be voting on the budget, and then we'll send it to Governor Mike DeWine, who has to sign it before July 1st. So it would appear that it's just...
You know, matter of the governor putting his name on there.
That's well, and once the votes go through, and the votes are expected to go through.
Mm-hmm. So, they changed the...
Boom, boom, signature done.
And the funding of it ended up being the unclaimed funds, right?
Yes.
Isn't that the way it ended up?
That's the way that came down.
Hmm.
And the unclaimed funds will continue to grow because more funds will continue to be unclaimed.
Yeah. All right.
So there.
Well, it's money. Unless you didn't claim your funds, which you still have the opportunity to go get your funds. Not like that's going to change.
Obviously, it's a victory for the Haslams. What do they do with Cuyahoga County? I mean, do you have to have a group hug? You go to a council meeting? Do you patch anything up with Chris Ronayne? Does Chris patch things up with the Browns? Is there anything to be done there?
I don't know.
Or do the Haslams just move ahead?
Yeah, why do they have to patch anything up?
I don't know that they do. They didn't do anything.
The county council was like, hey, we got to move on. This thing's going to Brook Park. And by the way, Brook Park's in Cuyahoga County. End of story. That's it. I give them credit.
Wait.
Did you check a map?
I don't know. Let me look. Hang on.
Oh, check the map.
Park, Cuyahoga.
Yeah, check that map.
Sometimes I spell that funny.
I give them credit.
Yes.
Oh.
It's still in the county.
Outstanding.
They don't have to secede. Sure. I did hear that we could have had a little bit of a revolution in Brook Park and they were going to secede, but they weren't sure. Like, they didn't know which. So they were taking bids from other counties to become a part of that county. Moraine made a very, very strong bid. Medina also in there. Lake had a little trouble because of the distance.
Big deal, because you're close to the airport. That's a good spot.
Yeah, yeah.
When will this become a reality in your mind?
As soon as I see a shovel go into the ground, probably in January, February, March of this year. That's when it's real.
I think you're right. Until we actually start to see something that resembles stadium construction out there. You know, even a shovel in the ground doesn't do it for me. I want to see things like, you know, coming up from the sky or from the ground.
You can't tell me that when you're heading, heading west on 480, or whether you're heading south on 71 and you hit that turn that kind of curves you away from the airport and sends you on your way 71 heading towards like Columbus or Strongsville. Every time I look down and I'm like, oh, that's where the dome is.
Yep.
That's where it's going to be. Or if you're driving to the airport and you see it. Oh, it's off on the left. I see it. Or it's off on the right, depending on which way you're going.
Do you think
that's when it's real?
You know what's going to be strange ultimately when it's done? Our stadium currently right now is so difficult to get to on a game day. Don't you think? If you're parking somewhere in the city,
It depends on what there are a bunch of factors, and how close are you trying to park? That's the question.
And when are you getting there?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. If you get there within 2 hours of the game, you could get caught in traffic for forever. Because like I know coming in from the east side, you're backed up sometimes all the way to Euclid trying to get in because they shut down entrances or exits. If you're heading westbound, if you're coming in from... Yeah, I mean, it is a major pain. There's only one way in, and you got to go by the power plant and by Burke off on the side, and that's if you're within, 2 hours of the game. It is not fun. Other question is do you, I mean, if you don't like the tailgate and you don't want to sit down there forever, you know, if the Browns are having a bad season, it's very easy to get in a little bit later. It is.
When I was when I was doing the Browns pregame show as part of the Browns Radio Network, you're doing that now.
Yes.
You had to get down there, you know, in time for the show, obviously, but you want to get down even earlier. But when that changed and I was doing halftime and postgame like I'm doing now, I would still need to get down there by 11 o'clock because of just what you said. I didn't want to miss the start of the game. And the last thing you wanted to do
was... were you doing pre out of the studio here?
No, I wasn't doing pregame.
Oh, okay. I thought you did
pregame. At times I did the pregame and then it changed up. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't want to get stuck in traffic and possibly miss kickoff because I hate traffic. And I was trying to, you know, I was leaving my house in plenty of time and getting down there 2 hours before the game, which seemed silly because I didn't have any work to do until halftime.
Right.
But the last thing I wanted to do was to have to deal with traffic and maybe get stuck and get into a problem and not get in there in time for the kickoff.
Yeah, the only other way to do it is to not be there for kickoff. You got to wait till after kickoff then if you want to try.
But I couldn't do that, you know. So one thing I think people will be stunned about with the new stadium, and I'm assuming this will be the case, because you have a 237, you have 480, 71. You have 71, the turnpike's not too far away. I would think... As long as they're able to 90's handle,
not that far away either. I mean, it's not directly in.
As long as you're able to handle right at the stadium and getting in off of Snow Road and however else they're able to figure out how to get cars in and out of right there, man, this could be a breeze compared to what we've always had here in Cleveland.
It just depends on what time you want to be at the game. I mean, I know that I enjoy...
You don't want to have to pay to park like crazy. Hopefully that won't be the case.
Well, I wonder how much parking prices are going to be.
I don't know.
You're not going to have the competition unless people start buying up land around the outside.
But you're also parking like crazy downtown. I mean, if you're parking in many places downtown, you're paying a lot of money on game day.
But you can come downtown and you can find, okay, well, that spot might only be $50. That spot might be $15, depending on how far you want to walk. I don't know how that's going to play out in Brook Park. I just don't know. And if the Browns will control the parking prices for the spots that are at the stadium. So it's an interesting conundrum. And I understand as a business why you would want to control your own parking. But by the same token, I don't know as a consumer on the other side, you're like, you know, if I want to walk a little bit farther, or if I think that the killer way to do this is going to be the Rapid. And you could do the same thing for downtown, let's be honest. But I mean, the Rapid has a golden opportunity here to become a major staple of moving people through our region when this happens.
Looking forward to it. I'm anxious to see groundbreaking, and then I'm anxious to see a dome stadium in Northeast Ohio and then see how it's put to use. NBA draft starts tonight. First round, Mike Fratello, former Cavaliers head coach. His thoughts on the NBA finals, his thoughts on what the Cavaliers should do. Coming up here, we think right at 1 o'clock. So get ready for Mike. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.